Good morning.
Morning.
We'll be continuing in the catechism this morning. We'll be on question 36, speaking further on the effectual calling. Our question this morning is, what benefits do they that are effectually called partake of in this life? Answer, that they that are effectually called do in this life partake of justification, adoption, sanctification, and several benefits which in this life do either accompany or flow from them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again this morning. Father, we pray for your Spirit. Again, as I have said many times, Lord, as the scripture says, if the Lord doesn't build the house, the laborers labor in vain. Lord, we ask you for your Spirit, Lord, to help me to speak this morning and to help us to hear and understand what you have for us. In Jesus' name we do ask and pray these things. Amen. If you would, turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 30. We went over this verse last week. And we'll be talking this morning about the benefits received in this life of the effectual call. It says in Romans 8:30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. We could see there that a benefit is we were chosen by God. We did not choose him, but he chose us. In 2 Timothy 2:19, Paul says here, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. You are a chosen generation. He knows his sheep. The benefits that you have is, as the scripture tells us, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. This was true in the Old Testament as well. In Numbers chapter 16, you don't have to turn there. Moses speaking here to Korah, he said, and he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy and who will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. Korah wasn't righteous. Korah wasn't holy. God made him holy and he called him. Come to me. If you would, turn to Galatians chapter 3. We'll see another benefit here, that through this effectual calling that we are made the children of God. Simple little verse here, Galatians 3:26. It says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, we were just in there. Verse 16 and 17, it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified with him. A benefit we have from this effectual calling that we are the children of the Most High God. We are heirs. We have an inheritance. We have a kingdom that will never fail, that will never cease, that will never pass away. Galatians 4:6, you don't have to turn there. Paul says here, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. We are God's dear children. We know in Hebrews chapter 12, he says that many of us go through discipline in this life, and if you go through discipline from the Father, it's because he considers you as a son. He loves you. He loves you enough to rear you and to make you go in the right direction when you go in the wrong direction. I've been there many times. My loving Father brings me back on the straight a narrow road. If you would, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And just a simple study this morning. We'll be going deeper into each aspect, adoption, justification, and sanctification in the next few weeks. But just a brief overview this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, let's look at verse 11. And we'll see here a benefit that we have been cleansed from our former sins. Sin no longer has dominion over us. Verse 11 says, "And such were some of you." And Paul gave a list of sins before that. Actually, let's start in verse 9. It says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." He cleaned us up. He translated us out of this world into the kingdom of his dear Son. Romans chapter 6, verse 17 says, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." John 8, Jesus says this, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever." In this beautiful text right here, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." We've been freed from our sins, freed from the penalty of it. If you would, turn back to Romans chapter 8, where we started this morning. It makes me think of being freed from my sins, a song that we sing sometimes. "To God be the glory for great things that he hath done." Romans 8, 31. And you know the verse ahead, verse 30 we read earlier. Then Paul says to this, he says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" It's the Father's pleasure to give his children the kingdom. Christ laid down his very life for us. Who will bring a charge to God's elect? None. He loves us. He gave everything for us. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're no longer his enemies. Psalm 118, verse 6, it says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" Acts 2:25 is actually a quotation from Psalm 16, verse 8. Peter speaking of David here, he said, "For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I shall not be moved." We all know Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." We have a kind and a loving God that gives his children the kingdom, that leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Ephesians chapter 1, if you'll turn there, we'll see that we receive the benefits of adoption. And not only adoption, but by his good pleasure. It pleased God. Ephesians 1, verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And as I was studying for this, as I was at this point right here, I was thinking about his good pleasure. What has brought good pleasure to our God? And I was thinking what Brother Jimmy preached through Isaiah 53 last few weeks. In Isaiah 53:10, it says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. It brought him pleasure. It brought the Father pleasure to bruise Christ. For what reason? To bring many sons into glory. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days. And the pleasure, there it is again, of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. What a great God that loved us so much that we were, while we were yet his enemies, he came and died for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if you turn there. I won't keep you long this morning. Couple more verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. And we'll see here that Christ is our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And I'll go further and read verse 31. It says that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. All these benefits that we have from the effectual calling is not because we earn it. I don't care how much study you put into it. I don't care how much prayer you put into it. Those things are great. Those things are wonderful to seek the Lord with your whole heart. But you don't earn those things. They're given. They're gifts. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It was a transfer. The just for the unjust. What benefits do we have in this effectual calling? As I've said time before in the last few studies, because one took our place and gave us great gifts. Our question this morning was, what do the benefits that they are who effectually called partake of in this life? Answer being, they that are effectually called do in this life partake of justification, adoption, sanctification, and the several benefits which in this life do either accompany or flow from them. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again this morning that we have hope and we have rest in the finished work of Christ on the cross. That even through our endeavors, Father, as hard as it may be in the trials that we do face from time to time, that we could stand assured that he who began a good work in us is faithful to see it through. Help us the rest of this morning, Father, and in the next hour. In Christ's name we do pray and ask you. Amen.